Hey, welcome to the Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs podcast. I'm not a financial advisor, not financial advice. I just talk about my experiences as a retail investor. And, you know, when I got into this play back in with AMC back in 2021, and I just, for better or worse, mostly worse, you started, you know, discovering this world of retail investing and memes and YouTubers and everything. And it's funny. I remember the first time I saw something about Lou versus Wall Street, someone had posted some pictures of Uncle Fester from the Addams Family, or like pictures of potatoes or something. And they're talking about this guy, Lou versus Wall Street. And I thought, well, who is this guy? And I started watching his videos, and whether you like him, you hate him, you know, he definitely had a history. He had some run-ins with the law, but he could not deny that this guy was very entertaining, very fun to watch. And he was a big part of my AMC experience and his story. And sometimes he was right, sometimes he was wrong. He warned everybody about ape. He was absolutely right about ape, and how devastating Ape would be to AMC. And it was. Ape was, you know, I think the most devastating thing to this stock play. But there are other times, you know, he thought it was going to run and sometimes it didn't. But it was always, you know, Lou was always there. You know, I've sort of, you know, got out of the play and I wasn't. And Lou sort of went on to XRP and left AMC behind. And I was checking out some of his videos the other day, and I noticed that you could hear it in his voice. He didn't sound very well, and he had stopped going on camera. He was just doing voiceovers. He mentioned he was going through some treatment from medical issues, and it was just better for him to do voiceovers. And then I was just kind of, you know, looking around today, and I saw something about, you know, rest in peace, Lou, and I was like, oh no. And I just, you know, and I saw Al from Boston. He confirmed it. He said that it was confirmed that Lou had passed. So it looks like Lou versus Wall Street has died. And it's sad. I mean, I had real tears for this guy. And again, look, I'll admit the guy had a history, and this play did not serve people well. This AMC squeeze play. Some people to this day think we got the shorts right where we want them, and it's just around the corner, and other people, you know, have given up. I'm still holding most of my AMC. It's still there. And but I, you know, I can't deny the impact Lou had on me just as a communicator. And it's tough. Like I said, I really had some tears when I found out this news. And you know, I'm sad to see it. It's gone. This play has gone on so long, so many years now, that you know you do start to see people. You know, people that are lost. And I don't know. I wish I could just hug the people that were in this AMC play, because I know it was tough. And you know, all I can say is take care of yourself and keep going. You know. Do the best you can. Try to make the best decisions you can, and love life. Cause you just never, boy, you never know. And just sad to hear that Lou has gone. And who knows? I doubt we'll ever have that day where AMC has another run in it. I hope it does. I really hope it does, but I don't know how that happens now. I don't know how AMC squeezes now. And I still, there's so many other people still in the AMC play. Some of them I like, some of them I don't like. And boy, I wish I could be there with them. But it's hard. I tried to get some people to come into, you know, crypto with me, with the cat. And nobody really was interested. It was hard to get people to move on. Most people that, you know, they call you, say, well, you're a grifter, you're pushing a shit coin and all blah, blah, blah. And, they still believe that the AMC squeeze will happen. I hope it does. But I'm not counting on it anymore. I've moved on in my life. And but it's sad to hear about Lou's passing. And this has been it's been a tough play. You know, I know what it's been in my life. And I know people that, you know, when I first happened and I was trying to, you know, have people invest in it. And I had one good friend and he invested in it. And then on his own, you know, I didn't encourage him to do this, but on his own, he made the decision to keep investing just like I did to a certain extent. But he went further than I did. Now, the difference, honestly, with our situation was I was working at the time and he was, I don't want to say semi-retired, but he had earned enough money and he wasn't married. He didn't have kids and he was trying to ride it out, hopefully hoping that the squeeze would happen. And when it didn't, he was put in a bad financial situation. And I can't help but feel somewhat responsible for that. Obviously, he made his decisions after the initial investment. But that rips me up inside, knowing that, you know, I was the one that I was two people, I think, had reached out to him about AMC at the very beginning. And we talked a long time about it. And God, it's just been so tough and rough. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say, except for, you know, it happened. And, you know, do the best you can. I've tried to learn what I could, and one last time, I'm giving it one last go with the cat. But after that, that's it. It's just grinding it out from that point. But you know, it's just hard to hear about Lou, and you know, that's just the way life is. Nobody lives forever, and. You know, to any other people who knew Lou, you know, or watched his videos, if friends and family, you know, my heart goes out to them. But it really does keep bringing home the cost of what this play was. And I'm not saying the play didn't kill Lou, but, you know, I'm sure it didn't help. But also, that's how long this has been drawn out and it's gone on. But you know, Lou, you know, I loved your videos. What a great communicator you were, and a storyteller. And so many people, you know, that was part of the routine, was watching the newest Lou video to see what he had to say and whether he was right, whether he was wrong, whether he was just trying to tell people what they wanted to hear. It was still entertaining. And, you know, I'm sad in my heart that he's not with us anymore. And yeah, it's crazy. What a crazy time, what a crazy few years. This, you know, dedicate this podcast tonight to Lou and all the people who enjoyed his videos. So thank you, Lou, for everything. And I wish this story had turned out differently, but it is what it is. And but thanks again for all the laughs and all the videos, Lou. And I hope you're doing well at home and enjoying the new year. And hopefully as we get into spring and, you know, March Madness, and hopefully some joy and looking forward to summer comes into your life as well. Thanks, everybody.